我们先念诵《般若波罗蜜多心经》。We'll start by reciting the Heart or Perfection Wisdom Sutra.般若波罗蜜多心经，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄。舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界，乃至无意识界，无无明，亦无无明尽，乃至无老死，亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得。以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：伽帝伽帝帕拉伽帝帕拉桑伽帝波提梭哈。接着我们要念的是功德本颂。Okay, this is followed by the foundation of all good qualities. Gong de ben song. Wei yuan jia chi ling wo xian shan jian. Yu zhu gong de chi ben en hui zhu. Ru li yi zhi shi nai dao zhi gen. Ran hou jing jing gong jing cheng yi zhi. Wei yuan jia chi ling wo xian ti wu.一次所得此善有暇身，难得有意，然后不间断。昼月升起，取其精华心。唯愿加持令我先念死，生命飘摇犹如水泡沫，迅速即为死魔所摧毁，并且确知黑白业诸果。事后跟从犹如影随形，然后令我时时不放逸，众恶中连小罪皆断除，并且成就一切善法去。唯愿加持令我先认清世间圆满诸过众苦门，不可依赖享受不厌足，然后勇猛追求解脱乐。唯愿加持令我善巧用由彼清净心令所引发正念正知，极大不放逸，主修教法根本别解脱。唯愿加持令我先观察诸母有情同我落有海，然后按习殊胜菩提心，复合救度众生之重担。唯愿加持令我先善见，若仅发心却于三种戒，不屈修持不能成菩提，然后精进勤学佛子律。唯愿加持令我心流中熄灭于诸妄境之调举，并且如理四察真实意，迅速升起止观双运道。唯愿加持令我于共道修成法器，遂令顺利入诸圣中最殊胜金刚圣，彼具善缘众生正精度。彼时加持令我真确知所谓清净誓言及律仪，乃是成就二系地之本，宁可不顾生命护守之。于是加持令我先通达续部经要及二次地心，然后遵照圣者之教诲，坚定勤修四座瑜伽法。唯愿加持令我诸如是开示贤圣道之善知识，如理修习道理皆长寿，并愿内外障碍尽平息。唯愿世事不离真上师，唯愿随时享有圣正法，并于地道功德圆满后迅速证得金刚持果位。
阿罗睡。Somebody there? Hello.
上面有人吗？
人们的。Hello.
大家听得到吗 ？Can.
OK. Drop the mic up. I don't know. Okay, so we do short breathing meditation. Okay, so try to keep your back straight and focus your mind on the breath. A few minutes, yeah.
同样的，我们做一个简短的共修。我们先做一个呼吸观。最重要的时候呢，是最重要的是背要挺直，然后呢，帮我们的心呢放在我们的呼吸上几分钟。
Okay, so now then, in front of this one space, now visualize the Guru Shakyamuni Buddha sitting on the golden throne.
现在观想了在前方的虚空出现本师释迦牟尼佛，端坐一个金色的莲花座上面。
Okay, so. visualize very lively, made of light. So like that.
要观想本师观想的栩栩如生啊，像好金色的光明身。
Okay, so then, after having clear visualization, then now think that you're making prostration to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha.
这样的观想过后呢，我们可以观想自己向本师释迦牟尼佛顶礼。
Visualize numberless of offering, then offer to Buddha Shakyamuni Buddha.
接着呢，观想呢，供养无量无边遍满虚空的供品，供给本师释迦牟尼佛。
After that, going rapish to Guru Shakyamuni Buddha.
接着呢，我们皈依本师释迦牟尼佛。
So then now we just chant the Shakyamuni mantra 7 times so that visualize the light rays come from Guru Shakyamuni Buddha into yourself and other, all other sentient beings by then purified our physical pain, mental suffering, the cause of the suffering are purified. So visualize like that, then you are totally, body, mind become very pure, clean.
接着呢，我们要念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒7次。在念这咒的时候呢，同时观想本师释迦牟尼佛的身体放出大光芒。这大光芒呢，进入我们的身体，还有所有的众生的身体，净化了我们所有的生理还有心理上所感受到的烦恼还有痛苦，这些呢通过光明完全净化干净，将所有的人呢的身口意都清净无比。他呀他Mahal 大家记得上一次是讲到哪里吗？
我来找个赛车。The ending part at the end part, what I talking about.
最后讲到哪里
？You might have to record maybe.
You're talking about the two different types of realms of the devas. Yeah. You talk about the four form realms.
Form realm.
Yeah, they talk about this Akanishta, the normal Akanishta and the Pure Land Akanishta, by referring to a normal Akanishta.
Okay.
Have not completed.
Yeah. As I forgot. My text, no, I don't know. Anyway, so okay, so I don't know. So I think we cover the first circle, the tea poison, then we cover the second circle, talk about the white virtuous karma and the black karma. Also then we talk about the after the death, you have to go through the pardo, So then after that, what kind of rebirth we take is this, we take rebirth different karma. Whether we take rebirth, push in the rebirth, unpush in the rebirth. So then, unpush in the rebirth, there's the three different realms, hungry ghosts, animal, hell beings. Then the push in the rebirth, there's the God and humans. The God can divide into two, God and demigod, like that. So that's the sixth realm, yeah.
就上次呢我们讲到了这个轮回图啊，这个轮回图，中心的那个圆圈，就是那个三毒已经讲了，就是贪嗔痴，然后第二个圆圈讲的是中阴身，中阴身就我们这一生完后，投身到中阴身过后，然后中阴身过后呢，我们就由我们的黑白夜。所造的黑夜白夜来决定，像中阴身就有那个要投生的那去的那个形象，这死亡发生的时候呢，就中阴身就发生了。让我们投生到哪个道去呢，是由我们所造的业的轻重来决定的。那造了善恶业的话呢，我们就会下到那个三恶道去。若造了善业比较重的话，这样我们就去投身到三善道去。若投身到善道是人道和天道，这样天道天人道呢又可以分成阿修罗和天人两种。
So like that, so 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 then. When you talk about the last time we talked about the God's realm, so the God's realm can be divided into two, you know, and divided into three, you can say that, you know, like desire realm, form realm, formless realm, like that.
像上次呢，我们讲到投生到天人道的众生的种类，像投生到天人道的众生的种类可以分成两种，就是一般的天人和阿修罗，或者也可以分成三种，看你的分法是怎么样。如果分成三种的话呢，就可以分成欲界的天人、色界的天人，还有无色界的天人。
Okay, so I think we did mention last time desire realm, so that's the six different level of the desire realm, God realm, you know. I think we did read out that or no?
Yes, we did, but we have forgotten.
English word of the poor royal lineage, the first, from the below, the first one, then second is heaven of the 33, land without combat. The joyous land, enjoying emanation, controlling others' emanation. That's the sixth of.
这样讲到这个欲界的天呢，我们欲界可以分成六天，就是六个层次啊，六天。最接近我们的是那个四王天，就四大天王的住处。我们记得，当时我们开玩笑讲香港的四大天王，不是那个啊，是四王天。然后第二天呢，也是33天。这样呢，梵文的名字其实叫刀立天。然后第三天是炎魔天，有些人是火焰的焰哦，焰，魔是摩天轮的魔，焰魔天。然后第四天呢是都率天，然后第五天是他自在天，他自在天。然后第六个是他化自在天。
So like that, so so.Also then the mention, you know, so also there's lifespan is quite long, you know, I think we did mention that, you know.
天人的寿命呢是非常长的。
So like that, so then after that, when you say, palm realm, so that's the 17, yeah, I think 17 different realm. So called native
17
different realm within the palm rest God, you know.
Palm realm,
so there's, you know, like first absorption, second, third, fourth absorption.
Absorption.
Yeah, that's pore. Normally divide like that. Then, you know, within pore, the first absorption of three different category, second absorption of three different category, then third of three different category. Then fourth have
eight.
Fourth have three category of realm with these ordinary beings.
Oh.
Then the five different category belong to the superior being.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Then you have 18.
Huh?
Then you have 18.
18?
Yeah. 3, 3, 3 plus 5, 3 is 18.
No, 17.
3, 3, 3 is 9.
Oh, lousy, 10, what 11, happened?
Oh, oh, okay, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See?
Yeah, correct. 17. Yeah. Okay.
One mark down.
Okay, minus one. Okay. 好，我扣了100分。好，这个色界天呢，根据藏文佛教啊，藏传佛教，总共分成17天。这17天呢，可以分成四禅天，它就有四个不同的禅定啊，根据禅定来界分。这个四禅天里面，初禅天呢，就有3天，然后二禅天就有3天，然后三禅天也有3天，然后四禅天是有8个天了，就是有3个天呢是给凡夫的，凡夫可以通过修习禅定住在这个天了。然后五个天呢，在四禅天里面是给那些圣者居住的，啊，就是要证道的人，你才可以投生到那边去。
So just getting some idea. So like first absorption, there are the three. Its name is like family of Brahma, entourage of Brahma, and great Brahma. Yeah.
这样的分法是给大家一些概念了哦。这你改次你去看经典的时候，要是你看到不同的分法，不用感到太过担心或者惊讶。这藏传佛教是这样分的，然后在初禅呢有3天，他们就是梵众天、梵普天还有大梵天。
So let me just give some idea. So it's mentioned that for example family of Brahma, the life span is one kalpa, you know, one eon, you know, they live that kind of life, you know, one eon, you know.
在这个梵天里面呢，这个是第一个梵天。Family of Brahma is first or second?
First one. Family of Brahma is first one.
First one. 这个梵众天呢，梵众天的寿命有多长呢？它是个一大劫，一个大劫。
So like that's just idea, you know, so they can live very long like that. So and just get idea. Then of course.Then next one is longer than that. Then third one, Great Brahma, is longer than that. You know, the last one is much longer than the below one. Yeah.
你看这个梵众天啊，它寿命是一大劫，对吗？寿命是非常非常长的。然后第二个，在它上面的那个梵普天呢，寿命就更长。然后在上面的那个大梵天呢，它寿命就比梵普天更长更长了。
So like that. So then, second observation had again three different levels. The small light, limitless light, bright light. So the name is like that.
然后二禅天呢，可以分成三个天哦。要第一个天是少光天，第二个是无量光天，然后第三个是光阴天。
So then, so like that. Then third absorption had also and three different. So the then a small bliss, limitless bliss, the vast bliss.
三禅天呢，也可以分成三天哦，三个天。第一个是少净天，第二个是无量净天，然后第三个是遍净天。
Okay, then this is the then fourth absorption. Yeah, how you read?
Absorption.
Absorption.
A-B-S-O-R-P-T-I-O-N. Absorption. The B is silent. The B is silent. So absorption.
Absorption.
No, absorption. According to phonics, according to primary school phonics, absorption.
Absorption. Correct?
Normal Singaporeans will pronounce it absorption. They pronounce it ab. British English will pronounce it absorption.
Then in American, how?
Hello, Americans, please.
That's so funny. Then France maybe pronounced differently.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah.
What go?
Fourth absorption. Yeah, you're talking about fourth absorption.
Fourth absorption of. I don't know, sometimes for me difficult. Absorption, okay? So that have, in ordinary being, there are three different levels, cloudless, born from merit, great result, like that.
这个四禅天呢，总共可以分成八天，有三天呢是给凡夫居住的地方，他们就叫做无云天，第二个就叫做福生天，第三个是广果天。
So then, within, formless, form realm, so there's the different category of the, you know, the area being. So there's by different level of that. So that is, you know, not big, not depressed.Beautiful looking, seeing clearly, then I don't know, topmost realm like that. Sit. Oh, mean, yeah.
Cambridge, can you repeat?
Not big.
Not big.
Yeah.
Not big.
Yeah. Not depressed, I don't know, depressed. Beautiful looking, seeing clearly, topmost realm, yeah.
这个分法呢，就是说，在四禅天里头有五个天呢是圣者居住的地方哦。第一个应该是无想天，第二个是无烦天，然后有善见天、善现天，还有最后一个是色究竟天。色究竟天呢，有些人就翻译成阿迦尼刹天。
So this is the. what call? yeah, so this five category within the area being like that. So the total is 17 within the palm realm like that.
所以呢，这五个色界，这五个天呢，就第四常天的五个天是圣者居住的天。这样总共加起来和那个初常、二常、三常、四常加起来，总共有17天。
Then also just get some idea. So, like the topmost rung, you know, higher being, how long they live, you know, they mention like that, 16,000 eon, like that. Life span is like that.
所以呢，最顶的那一个哈、哦，色究竟天是圣者居住的天呢、啊？像圣者居住的天呢，他们可以他们的寿命是106,000大劫。
1 eon, how many year? I don't know. You have any idea?
16,000个。
16,000.
对，16,000大劫。
One,
一劫不懂多少个零了，我不能这样算。
I don't know. One eon is how many years? I don't know.
Don't know, but according to Sangata Sutra, is 100 years, you go take a cloth and go and mop Himalayas. Then 100 years, you go and mop once. Then until Himalayas disappear, 1 eon.
Yeah, there's some way to calculate, I don't know. Parakal Kishu, Parjikawa.
所以你要问我一劫多长，我
算不出了。I don't know. So just to get some idea. So that's all. So like that. So then you talk about the formless realm. So that's the different, four different categories.
You know? 更上呢，就色界上面还有一个无色界天。
So that limitless space, infinite consciousness, nothingness.Pick of the cyclic existence.
像这个无色界天呢，可以分成四天。这四天呢，就是空无边天、实无边天、无所有天、非想非非想天，这是其中一个翻译。另外一个翻译是空智天、实智天、无所有智天和有想无想智天。看你看的是哪个翻译的人翻译的。
So like that, when you say, you know, when you say God realm, so within the God realm, like desire realm.You know, palm realm, palmless realm, so that, you know, three different category of the God realm, you know.
所以在我们讲天人的时候呢，其实是一个很大很大的一个范围哦。就天人可以是欲界天的天人，可以是色界天的天人，也可以是无色界天的天人。
So, again, whatever you mentioned here, so, all these six realms, you know,Then mostly they are in samsara, you know, all in samsara. It's not free from samsara, you know, it is still within the samsara.
所以当我们讲到六道的众生呢，其实都是轮回的有情众生，都是在娑婆世界轮回的众生。
So like that, you know, so again, here to understand that, last time I mentioned that, depending on the karma,What kind of karma you collected, you know, so you collected good karma, like, you know, taking rebirth in the higher rebirth, like human and God's realm, all this due to the virtuous karma. Then again, you look deeply, the karma created by attachment, again, through the attachment, we create the karma. You know, so good karma also created by the attachment.
所以呢，究竟呢，我们投生到哪一个道去，或者投生到哪一个趣？有时候他们讲六道，有时候讲六趣了，兴趣的趣，所以看他们怎样翻译用哪个字。如果我们照了善业的话呢，我们就可以投生到善趣。这善趣呢，可以投生到人道或者天人道去了。那天人道去呢，为什么投生到的天人道去呢？这是因为我们贪着而造的善业。所以把我们投生到那一道去了，所以你可能觉得，哎，哇，好奇怪，对，造善业也是因为我们的一种贪执而来的。
So like that, so mentioned that, you know, how we create the karma is like that. So most about karma is because we don't really think so much of future life. You know, we just think only this life, only thinking of pleasure of this life.Then we attach to that, and due to that, then we create the karma. So that is mostly all become negative karma when you engage with this kind of attachment, just for this life, then you create karma. Most of the karma is the negative karma, not so.
所以究竟我们是怎样造业的呢？像哎，我们怎样制造这个恶业啊、善业啊？通常呢，我们在造业的时候呢，我们通常都被想，哎呀，这是为了未来生。我们通常没想，哦，未来生会怎么样？我们才造业，我们都不会这样去想的。这时候我们讲，哎呀，我要得到快乐，我们去执着这个生的快乐。所以其实这就是一种贪执了。我们在造业的时候，我们有贪执于这一生的。的快乐，然后我们去造业了，我要得到这个我才什么这样。所以呢，通常在这样的情况之下呢，我们所造的业呢，大多数都是恶业。
So like that, so we don't really think, you know, we really don't think about so much of our future life, you know, just only clinging, attached to this life, you know, then all the action almost become negative action, you know.Very difficult to create the virtuous karma. So like that, then resolve it, then taking the rebirth in the lower realm like that.
所以真的，我们真的很少去想哦，我们的行为啊，我们所做的东西啊，会影响到我们未来生会怎么样？我们真的很少，真的从来都没有去想过我们在做东西的时候。所以呢，我们通常都是很执着这一生哦，我要怎样做得到什么东西，都执着这一生的。因为这样呢，所以我们所造的业呢，大多数哦，大多数都是恶业。所以我们真的很难哦，去造一些善业，造善业是很辛苦的，对我们讲的很难，很辛苦的。这样这一生过后呢，会发生什么事呢？因为我们很少造善业，所以我们下一生通常都会去，去哪里呢？回去我们的家乡，三恶道去了。
What?
Going back to hometown. We come from three lower realms, so we go back to hometown. 回乡，回乡。
Go to China. So like that. So then, if we think about the future life happiness, you know, this life is not so that important.In a future life is much more important. In a future life, happiness is much more important. Then you attach in the happiness of the future life. You know, like God's realm, human realm, you know, enjoyment of that. You attach that to achieve that. Due to that, also then we are able to create virtuous karma, you know, such as.Being patient, such as being, you know, giving generosity, keeping the precept, you know, all this, you know, action become virtuous karma, virtuous action. So due to that, then, you know, able to take rebirth in the higher, you know, higher rebirth, human, God realm, like that.
所以呢，如果我们真的有去花一点时间去想未来生的话，这样我们讲，哎，将来会发生什么事呢？这样对比之下呢，我们这一生都是显得不太没有那么重要了。这样我们就想，哎，未来生将来会怎么样？哦，未来生我要得到快乐，因为我不要痛苦。未来生我真的不要像现在这样痛苦，我要快乐。就因为这样的一个念头呢，我们就产生了对未来生的执着的心理啊。就因为未来生我们要要投身为人。啊、天人呢、啊？因为人的天人呢，有很多的享用快乐，所以因为这样的执着心理呢，那你去做哦，造作你的行为了。但造作行为呢，因为这个是对未来生执着，所以你还是能够造善业的。所以你可能就是哦，未来生我要得到快乐，所以我就修安忍啊，我持戒啊，清净的戒啊，我去做布施啊，等等等等。因为对未来生的执着，所以我们去造善业，所以将来呢，我们就可以投生到善道，就下一生呢，就再次投生为人啊，或者天人。
So, that one a little bit better compared to before, you know. So you attach to future life, then you create good karma, you know. The result, then you can have some you know, a higher rebirth, you know, in result you can take rebirth, you know, like God and human rebirth like that.
整个相比之下呢，如果我们只是这一生追求这一生的快乐，这样我们对未来生的执着呢，希求未来生的快乐呢，这样的话其实比较好的，对吗？相比之下呢，比较一下，因为呢，因为我们希求未来生的快乐呢，所以呢，我们就去造作了善业，所以呢，将来至少我们可以得到快乐啊，可以投生到善趣去。
So then you can, then if you think a little bit better than that, you know. So even you achieve God's realm, human realm, it's still, you know, how much wealth, how good body you have, it's still a lot of problem, you know. This all is sin, all this is not really pleasure, you know. This is also problem in the samsara. So all the outside is just giving problems. So best, the, you know, just inner happiness, looking inside the mind. You know, the inner happiness much more important. You know, if you understand that, then, you know, developing the concentration like samadhi, you know, then attached to that, you know, inner happiness, you know, like single point meditation, you know, then your mind is very peace, happy like that. Then you attach to that. Then you develop this concentration, single point concentration like that. Then, you know, through that also create good karma. Then that able to take rebirth in the God realm, like palm realm, palmless realm, you know.
这样呢，可能你投生到得到这个人道啊，将来投生到人道或者欲界的天人呢、啊，这样你觉得哎，其实呢，哎，得到这个天人欲界的天人或人道啊，我拥有了这个身体了，再次拥有一个身体了，让很多财富啦，因为你布施嘛，你布施啊，有很多财富啦，然后有很多享用啦。哎，其实这些东西你想想，哎，其实这些东西啊，都是虽然是快乐带给你快乐，可是它也是问题的根源，对吗？啊，它也可以带给你很多问题，也给你很多烦恼啊。哦，有钱有烦恼，有身体有烦恼，有享用也有烦恼。所以呢，就想，哎呀，这些东西呢，其实我得到这样多哈，其实它也是轮回的烦恼的因哦，因为这些东西全部都是外在的，所以想，哎，这个外在的东西享用其实，比不上我们内心哦真正感受到快乐。如果我们能在发掘我们内心的快乐呢，其实是更重要的。这样明白了这一点之后，你想，哎，这样有什么可以让我去除这些烦恼啊，得到内心的平和快乐？这样你想到，哎，这样我就要去修这个定，去修那禅定，尤其修到一心不乱那个境界，真的我心就可以保持一种很平和、很快乐那种境界。这样呢，你因为希求这样的平静和快乐，你又产生了一个执着的心理了，这样你就贪执这个禅定的喜悦，这样你去修去做的话，诶，因为这样的执着，这样的贪着呢，你其实也造了善业，这也是造善业的原因，所以你将来就可以投生到天人的色界啊，或者是无色界去了。
So like that, so so here, so or how we create the karma through the attachment. You know, for example, attach pleasure of this life. In reality, of course, this life pleasure is not really the happiness, not real happiness, but we believe, you know, this is the real happiness. And we attach to that, which is not really true, but we believe that way. Then we create the karma. Again, next life happiness, like human, God's realm happiness, also in reality, not real happiness, everlasting happiness, not like that, but we believe this is something, happiness, you know. So we believe that, attach that, we create karma. Then even go deeper, you know, when you do meditation, bring some happiness in your mind. no disturbing there. Oh, this is the real happiness. You're attached to that. And then develop the concentration, you know, through the attachment. But in reality, of course, this is not real happiness, not real bring everlasting happiness by this. But we don't understand that, attach that, believe that, then we create the karma. So from there, so we have different rebirths, you know.
所以呢，这里我们明白，我们是怎么样的去造业的，造善业、恶业。这里要特别讲的是，我们怎样去造这个善业。善业其实因为我们的念头里面呢，心里升起了这个希求心。因为有了这个希求心呢，我们就有了贪执。比如说，我们可能说。这一生呢，我们贪着这一生的快乐，我们去造恶业。像如果我们要造善业，就是说，我们这一生的快乐呢，不见得就是真正我们想要得到的快乐。所以呢，我们就去追求啊，追求未来的快乐。这未来的快乐，可能我们讲哦，人啊，天人的快乐，因为天和人是善趣嘛。所以呢，我们就起了这个对人和天人将来的人天人的快乐。这样，因为可是将来的人的人道的快乐，天人快乐是究竟的快乐吗？是不是真的究竟的快乐？其实我们没有去进一步去分析去想啊，我们就深深相信。那就是快乐，因为我们相信了，我们就去造业，然后我们就觉得，哎，这个天人快乐其实比较好啊。这样你就讲，你去修禅定，因为在禅定的那个寂静和平的境界里面哦，没有受到任何干扰，烦恼不升起来，哇，你觉得哇，这就是快乐，很好的，哎，你行。起了这个希求心，如果能够永远或下一生得到这样，那多么好！你说 ，Oh, real happiness， 哦，你就想得到这样的快乐，可是你就没有去想，这是不是究竟的快乐？是不是很究竟的快乐？没有去想，因为没有去想，我们也不明白呀。可是我们就深深的相信，你看这个是比较好的嘛，哦，对吗？那深深的相信，我们就去造业了，所以呢，我们造善业就是因为我们不明白什么是究竟的快乐。
So like that. So then again, why we have this all attachment? Why is come to us like that? You know, something not real, but is we believe something real and happiness like that.Not attached to that, why happen? How it's come from? Because you look deeply, then it's come from the self-cherishing. You know, cherish so much to yourself. You know, me like cherishing so much due to that. You know, all this attachment arises.
所以为什么呢？我们不明白呀？为什么我们不明白究竟的快乐？为什么我们会有这样的？希求贪执的心理，哎，这是因为呢，我们觉得哈，我们所追求的快乐是真真实实存在不变的，它是实有的快乐哈。所以为什么会有这种实有的快乐的心理？这是因为你在进一步去分析，是因为我们有这个我爱心啊，这个我爱心哦的执着的那种心理，所以呢，我们就这个贪执的心呢，就升起来了。
So the boils down to that, you know, the idea is, you know, attach so much to yourself, you know, me like that, you know, attach so much to that. You know, why this happen again then? Because we believe that me, ourself, very solid, independent self is there.You know, believing that because of that.
因为呢，我们对于我们的这个自我是有非常深切的执着的心理，所以我们就会产生这个我执的心理。这个我执心理就是，我是最重要的，我是，因为我们相信我这个我呢是真真实实啊一个独立的个体。
So like that. So. That is the, you know, all the samsara, you know, we talk about the from hell beings up to the peak of cyclic existence. you know, this all belong in the samsari realm. You know, all this happened because boiled down to the self-grasping thought.
So, in the 其实这就是我们轮回的原因了。在这个六道里面，在这个六道轮回，就是从地狱到最底层的地道，到最最高的那层的那个游顶天，就飞翔飞翔天，就游翔无翔至天了。这全部这六道，他们都是走在六道里面轮回的啊，到这个娑婆世界的轮回众生。为什么会众生会在这么轮回？就是因为呢，我们有这个我执的心理。
So the point is, when you have a strong attachment or a strong anger, you know, a strong negative emotion arise in your mind, then you create the karma. So you must reduce.The power of the negative emotion, attachment, anger, must reduce that. You don't reduce them, you keep creating karma. Once you create karma, then you have to take rebirth in the sixth realm. Yeah. Circle in the sixth realm, you know, continuously like that.
所以呢，这里我们明白，当我们的心里升起了很强烈的贪执啊，或者嗔怒的心的时候呢，我们的烦恼呢就很滋生。当我烦恼滋生的时候呢，我们就很容易造业，造业通常都是不好的了。好、哦，这样造了这个业呢，所以我们就明白，造了这个业就要受苦，所以我明白就要去减轻啊。这个造业的力量，这个烦恼的力量，要减轻它。如果呢，我们不去做一些东西啊，去减轻这个烦恼的力量的话呢，这样呢，我们就会不断的去造业。我们不断的造业的话呢，我们就不断的哈、哦，造了轮回的因哦，将来就要生生死死在六道不断的轮回。Calling from hometown.
So one of the how to reduce one method is that, you know, so for example, when the strong anger arises, you know, due to different condition, you know, so.So again, I think I mentioned before, I don't remember. One is the object. You know, one is the object. One is object is the outer condition.Yeah, so you have two inner condition, which is that you haven't abandoned the imprint of the negative emotion. And one condition is, the mental superimpose.Mental superimpose. What call this? I don't know what. Incorrect mental attention. Yeah. There's two conditions. And due to that, for example, anger arises.
这样面对我们的烦恼呢，我们讲要去减轻，我们该怎么做呢？比如说当很强烈这个嗔心，那个很生气它升起的时候，在那当下那一刻，你怎么去对峙对付或者去应付了、哦、这样应付，这样保住你自己。 所以能不能我们应该明白呢，这个当这个强烈的嗔心升起来的时候呢，它是有外在的因缘和内在的因缘的。这样外在的因缘呢，就是有那个对境，对吗？使你生气的那对境。内在的因缘呢，内在就有两个因，一个是因为呢你还没有断，你还没有斩断哦这个恶的习气，这首先是这你还没有断这个恶的习气。第二个呢是你的内心的不正确的作意。
So within this outer inner condition, so that most, the main cause is inner condition, such as not abandoning the imprint of the attachment, and one is incorrect mental. What call? Incorrect mental
attention.
Attention. Yeah. This is the main condition to arise the attachment and anger, for example.
其实呢，当我们的烦恼升起的时候呢，最主要的，它最主要的原因呢，不是外在的缘故，不是外在的那个对境，而是我们内在的缘故，我们内在的因缘呢，才是主要烦恼升起的原因。我们主要的原因是因为我们还没有断掉这个恶的习气。当我们讲没有断掉恶的习气，是指我们没有断掉贪执的习气。还有我们的不正确的作意，因为这两个内在的因缘呢，就使我们的贪执啊，我们的贪执还有我们的嗔挂升起来了。
Due to our past imprint, you know, imprint of the anger, due to that, the karmic imprint, due to that, some enemy appear to your mind. Meeting with the object, appear the object, you know, unpleasant object,that meet with your mind, yeah.
我们可以这么说呢，因为呢，我们过去世常是积累的习气，像我们讲这习气是我们过去呢对这个嗔挂的串习啊，那串习不断的串习所形成的一个习气，所以呢，我们的心里，当我们遇到这个外境的时候，我们的心里呢就会升起，哎，这个敌人出现了，这样的心理。
So again, same thing. So due to the imprint of attachment or your own karma, then able to see beautiful object, meet with beautiful object.
所以呢，我们可以讲。当由于过去是我们对贪执的串习所形成的这个习气，所以呢，当我们在这一世哈，我们看到一个外境的时候，我们看到一个美丽的外境，我们心里就升起一个愉悦的心理。
So that I mean, itself only first moment that's not much problem, you know, just see.Beautiful, meet the beautiful object, pleasant object, unpleasant object, you meet first time, you know, it doesn't give that much problem, you know. Then second moment, then your mind, level on that object, you know, bad and good, you know, you put so much there with your mind.You know, put so much level on the object. You know, good, bad, whichever. You know, so that is the improper mental attention. Is that you know you superimpose on the object.
所以呢，其实这不关乎那个对境本身了、当我们看到那一样东西啊，无论是我们起贪出的心理或起撑挂的心理的时候，在那个第一刹那，我们看到的外境的时候，第一刹那的时候，我们是没有问题的，我们没有说是啊愉悦啊不愉悦等等的心理呢，在那个第一刹那看到的时候是没有问题的，有问题的是第二刹那。第二刹那的时候呢，由于过去式的那种串习啊，那种习气啊，所以呢，你的心呢，看到这外境的时候，就对它施舍了，哎，这是好的，这是不好的，等等，所以呢，你的不正确作意呢，就产生了。
So like that very first moment, you know, so not much problem. That second moment, you know, then when you level, you know.At the object, something not in reality. You know, not in reality, but your mind level on that. You know, doesn't match with reality. You know, your mind just level. You know. So like that then, like unpleasant become so unpleasant, you know.Very unpleasant beginning, but after you level, then become very unpleasant. You know, object become 100% unpleasant like that, you know. So that means, so that how bring your anger, you know, how the anger come about because of that.
所以呢，当我们看到我们对境的时候，那第一刹那通常都是没有问题的，可是在第二刹那的时候呢，我们的这个习气啊，心的那种习气啊，就对这个外境的施舍不真实的好坏的分别。所以你就讲，我们通常讲就讲我们的妄心升起了。这样呢，我们施舍的话，如果是要对境，我们跟施舍是不愉悦的话，本来这个东西呢没有那么糟糕，可是因为呢你的妄心对它施舍这不愉悦的这个标签呢，所以它变得百分之百的不愉悦，让你的嗔心呢就升起来了。
So, but again, you know, that how our mind make an object like that, you know, beyond the reality, your mind make up so much on the object like that for the object like that, then.But not in reality, your mind made up all these things, you know. But you don't understand again. Your mind makes so much, but you never understand that you made up this, you know. Then you don't see that, but instead of that, you see everything from the object side. You know, when you meditate, you will recognize that your mind made up all these things, unpleasant things.But you don't understand that, you know. It's coming from the object, 100% unpleasant from the object. You see that, you believe that, because of that, then your anger becomes so powerful, you know.
所以呢，这是因为我们的妄心呢，对境啊，对它的对境起了这个施舍的分别念，所以呢，当我们的妄心看到对境的时候，我们施舍不真实的哦，这是不好的、不愉悦的，可是呢的分别了，可是我们并不明白这是我们的心的造作，就我们这个好不好啊、悦不悦，是我们的心的造作而来的，我们不明白这一点，所以我们100%相信了、这个外境啊，100%啊是不好的、不愉悦的，因为我们没有去修啊，去思维修或者去禅定啊，因为你经过这个禅定思维修，你才会真正的去明白，所以我们把我们眼见为实，我们就真的看了100%，我们看到就是真实的，我们深深的相信了、这就是外境的100%的不好的，所以呢我们就气了啊，对吗？我们就嗔怒的生气了，而且气呢越气就越强烈，越有力量，很炽烈的。
So that's the problem for us, no, for everyone us. This is the problem. But when you really meditate, then you'll understand, you know, how the anger arises. No, it's all your mind made up. This object, unpleasant, 100% unpleasant object, is your mind made up. You know, so just unpleasant, what you see is just appearance of your mind, not in reality. Just your mind see, because your mind made that what you see, you know, not in reality. You know, your mistaken mind see that object, doesn't exist in reality, you know. So when you recognize that, then you are able to reduce the power of the anger.
So, this is our problem. Because we没有真正的去观修啊，真的去观修去想啊，去分析啊，那真的进入禅定去观修。所以呢，当我们的气啊升起来的时候，我们嗔怒啊升起来的时候，哎，我们不明白啊，这个嗔怒是怎么样升起来的，我们就很自然的嘛，对吗？好，所以我们嗔怒升起来，就百分之百一定是那一个外境了哈，那个外境哦引起我们的烦恼的，百分之一百就是那个外境呢，实实在在百分之百不愉悦了，对吗？所以呢，我们不明白，其实这是我们的心啊，我们内心啊的在那边造作，因为呢，我们觉得哎。我们不明白，我们看到的东西，其实是我们的心的外在的显现，我们心的外在显现。就中国有句话就说了，相由心生，对吗？你看到的那个是一个相 appearance， 是一个相来的，这个相是你的心生出来的，所以相由心生。可是我们的执着，这个相呢是百分之一百真实的，我们其实不知道这是不真实，是心造作的，是我们的心在分别的妄心升起的。如果我们真的能够去看到，这只是一个相，也一个显像，相的显示也，我们就能够减轻我们内心的烦恼，我们的那个嗔怒的火啊，就会熄，慢慢变小。
说 like that， 说。So must meditate like that, you know. So when you really see that, you know, all this 100% unpleasant is not on the object, you know, it's made by your mind. You know, when you meditate unpleasant, when you meditate, if you understand that, you know, all this your mind made, you know, beyond the reality, not on the object. When you recognize that, then, you know,your anger immediately become powerless, you know.
所以呢，这一点呢，我们自己啊，自己在家里一定要做的功课，你回家自己要做，去观修哈，自己去观修。当我们看到这个百分之一百不愉悦的外境的时候，这个外境本身呢，是没有这样的不愉悦的特质的，它是没有这样的特质的，它是由我们的妄心所显现出来的相，它是我们的分别心去造作的，和这个外境本身呢是没有关系的。如果呢我们能够看到这一点呢，去分析，不断的分析去观修的话，看到这里，我们的嗔挂呢，嗔怒呢，怒火呢，就会突然间熄灭了。
So like that. So I mean, so I'm talking about the enemy. So attachment also exactly like that. You know, so your mind superimposed on the object. You know, your mind made up so much on the object. You know, beyond the reality. Then you see 100% beauty on the object. You know, then so much attached there.
所以同样的贪执的心理也是这样的，它也是由妄心而升起的。我们的妄心呢，对外境啊施设这个分别，这个境呢是百分之一百很愉悦的，很漂亮的，这种妄心施设的那种分别啊，因为它是外境是百分之一百自己有这样的特性的，所以我们特质自己有这样的特质，所以我们的心呢就起了这个执着的心了，哇，一定 定要得到。
So like that. So, so again, recognize that, you know, your mistake in mind see that, not in reality. The point is that just the appearing of to your mistake in mind, that's all, you know, nothing in reality.
所以呢，当你的这种嗔心啊，或者你的执着的贪着的心升起，就当你这个烦恼升起的时候，你要马上认识到这一点，哎，这是你的妄心在操作，你的妄心在操作了。其实呢，根本呢没有这样一回事，根本就是没有这样的分别。
So, you know, so point is that then you're able to reduce the attachment, you know, when you see that.
所以当你能够这样的去想的话，你心哦，这样去平常去练啊，这样 become 就变自动，当它升起的时候自动啊，这样你就懂哦，这是我妄心在操作，这样你的贪执的心理呢，在那一刻呢就会减轻。
So, I mean, so like that, so, what call,
所以呢，当 Kim 姐每次都讲 so like that, so like that 哦，其实哦不是 like that 的了，自己要家里练练练了，这样那个妄境升起的时候才会 automatic 啊，要不然不会 so like that 的，要不然绝对不会。
Yeah, so here, so.So, main important understanding, you know, when you see enemy, for example, you dislike so much this person, for example, you know. So, again, you have to see that, you know, how your mind made up this person as bad. 100% your mind made up, you know. Not in reality. You must understand that. You are angry with someone, you know, very strong anger arises for someone.You know, again, you have to see your mind made up all this bad thing, not in reality. You know, enemy doesn't exist in reality. What called, enemy doesn't exist from its own side. You know, this, what you see 100% bad doesn't exist from the object. It's your mind made up.
所以呢，当这一点是非常重要的。比如说，当我们的嗔心，那个讲贪执心，比方嗔心，那么看到这个外境讲敌人的时候，你就马上有这个很厌恶、很讨厌的心理就升起来的。像当下那一刻，你就要明白，哦，这是我的妄心施舍这个外境啊，这个人啊啊为敌人哦，所以这是你的当下，你就要马上表，哎，这不是真实的哦。所以因为呢，可能你因为生气某个人啊，某人做一些东西令你生气啊，所以你在看到那个人之后，你的那个嗔心啊就马上哦就升起来的，这样你讲啊，敌人出现了。当你有这样的念头的时候呢，你要马上认识到呢，其实这个所谓的敌人并不是自方有啊，他自己就真正的存在那边那个敌人，这个外境本身呢不是本有的，他不是本有，就是他本来就是敌人的，不是这样。这是因为呢，你当下这一刻，你这个妄心呢起了这个分别的念头。
So like that. So if the person what you see 100% bad, what you see it what you see if that is true, you know, exists on the object 100% bad exists from the object, then of course.Whoever see the person have to see like that. Only you see, not everybody can. We see same as you see, no? So that shows is very clear, not 100% bad from the object.
我们该怎样分别呢？这分别哦，我们该怎样训练我们的心呢？这个训练我们心是要在家里做的哈，不是要等到那个敌人出现。所以呢是这样的。当我们看到这个敌人出现的时候呢，你的心里的妄心呢，就认为哎，这个100%的坏到透顶的敌人出现了，他是100%坏到透顶的，而且你认为呢，这是完全真真实实的，这外境就是这样的。哎，就是你当你生气那个怒气啊，称为生起来时，你是这样想的。可是你要这样想了，你要这样去分析。如果这个人真的是100%哦，他的本质就坏到透顶的话，这样无论任何一个人看到他，都会说他是坏人。然后每个人都会指向他，说他是坏人。可是呢，是不是这样呢？是不是这样？事实不是的，因为有些人会觉得他是一个好人，或觉得哎他不错的。所以呢，如果你有这样去分析的话，就很明显的告诉你了，其实这是你的妄心哦，啊，去分别的。
Okay, so the point is here. So, such as enemy or unpleasant, or such as friend or pleasant, you know, whatever, you know, doesn't exist truly from the object. You know, so point is, if truly exists from the object, then everybody see as enemy, everybody see as a friend. But that is not the case, yeah.
所以呢，当我们看到敌人的时候，我们心里会产生一个不愉悦的心理。然后看到我们的朋友啊，我们施舍为朋友的，我们会心里会产生一个愉悦的心理。其实呢，这个外境本身呢，并没有这样的特质。这外境本身呢，并不是100%实有的。啊，为什么这么说呢？如果它是100%实有的话呢，这样呢，每个人看到这个外境的时候讲敌人，有没有看到另外一个问题讲朋友？
说来的，说 when you recognize the whole point is you have to recognize that how your mind made up, you know, beauty or pleasant or unpleasant, how much your mind made up that, you know, not in reality, you know. So when you understand that, you know, then that's the most important part, you know, then.You don't get that much anger, then you don't get that much attachment, you know. Like seeing that in the dream, you know, you have dream, beautiful object appear to your mind and attach in the dream like that. When you wake up, you know, it's not reality. You know, you just dream, mind, see, that's all, not in reality. So exactly like that, you know, when you see any kind of object, you know,When you attach and angry, you know, all objects just appearance of your mind, you know, your hallucinate mind see that much, you know, to recognize that like a dream, you know, that I think attachment, anger become less.
所以我们认识到这一点是非常重要的。当我们看到这个外境的时候，我们去施舍的时候，我们就讲应该明白，当下就明白这是我们的妄心在分别作怪啊。所以我们看到诶，这是敌人，这是朋友，这是美的，这是丑的。其实呢，敌人、朋友、美和丑并不是真真实实实实在在的存在的，它并不是实有的。所以呢，如果你能够看到这一点，认识到这一点，哦，你的那个很大的很大的气啊，很大的怒火啊，很执着的心呢，就会慢慢的减轻了，这样你就会看到，哎，你可以这样想了，其实它就和你做梦中看到的东西，你的梦里啊，梦到很多东西啊，你都觉得它是实实在在存在的了，你都觉得被起了执着心，可是你醒来的时候，哎。其实呢，只是梦一场梦，它并不是真正的实有的、实实在在存在的。好，所以呢，当我们看到同样的道理，当我们看到在现实生活中使我们生气的东西啊，使我们执着的东西，你会觉得，哎，其实这就好像梦中出现的像一样。 你要告诉自己，这和我梦中梦到的像是一模一样的。那么我在这边呢，现实生活中使我看到生气的东西、生气的人，或使我感到很执着的东西呢，贪执的东西呢，其实也是像梦一般的。它是我的妄心所显现的妄相，它是个相来的。哦，能够这样想的话，去分别的话，这样你当下那一刻你的怒火啊，或者你贪执的心理啊，就会减轻了。
So everything like that. So what I'm talking about here, you know, all this problem come from attached to yourself. You know, that again, believing truly exists in self is there. You know, because of that. So that bring all the problem. Then again, like truly existing friend, a relative, or truly existing house,and believing that, and truly existing entourage, you know, truly existing what we call friend, then truly existing the body, you know, then truly existing the wealth, you know. So, believe, you know, then label there so much, then we attach on that, you know.
其实所有的东西呢都是以这样的方式操作的，这是我们的烦恼就是这样升起来的。我们所有的各种各样烦恼都是这样升起的。但你进一步去深究的话，就是为什么你会这样想？因为妄心会这样想呢？这是因为我执而升起的。我们这个我执，因为呢，我们的内心的深处，我相信有一个实有的我，而且我们要好好对待的实有我的我，因为我们内心有执着这个实有的我，所以我们就去造作。所以呢，我们看到东西，我们是有实有的朋友、实有的亲戚、实实在在存在的实有的一间屋子、实有的眷属、实有的我的身体、实有的实实在在的我的财富。其实我们不明白，其实这是我们的心呢去施舍，对外境的一种施舍。施舍过后呢，我们起了这个贪著的心理，其实并没有什么东西呢是实有的。
So when you see, when you think, you know, when you meditate, you know, if you see that all this are your mistaken mind made up.Not in reality. You know, when you meditate, then you are able to see that. Not in reality, but your mind made up. You know. So, when you see that, then your attachment, anger, doesn't have power to create the karma. You know, you don't have power to create the karma. So,You know, then you don't have to suffer in the future like that.
So, when we can see it, we can see it, we can see it, we can see it, we can see it.那我们就会明白，其实我们的这样的什么朋友啊、敌人啊等等，这全部都是因为我们的妄心分别而起的，而生起来的。其实真正实实在在的是没有实有的这种各种各样的现象，它都不是实有的。所以呢，如果你这样明白的话，你就会明白，其实你的嗔怒的心啊，你的执着心啊，它也不是实有的。所以如果真正明白的时候呢，你的这个烦恼啊，它就会失去它的力量了。这样在烦恼失去力量的时候呢，你就不会去造作这个业。在你没有去造作这个业的时候呢，将来呢，就将来未来生，你就不会要受到痛苦，就不会受烦恼了。
So like that. So, so here. So therefore, very first, you know, the introducing the 12 link. The very first one is ignorance. You know. So I think there's very outer line. So there's that 12 different box. You know, each box have different picture. So from the top top left, the old man, I don't know, old man or women, I don't know. Huh? Look like man, look like woman, I don't know.
Huh? Old people.
Huh?
Old people.
Old people, okay. One person, yeah, old person there, you know, with a stick. You know, that symbolizes the ignorance. I think also is not the blind old person walking with a stick like that. So that symbolizes the ignorance.
所以我们因为这个妄心造作的 所以就不断的流转 这个流转的图呢 就可以以这个12章图 怎么叫12因缘 或者是叫12缘起之 不同的翻译啊 来看 我们的生死流转 就在这个12因缘图里面 这12因缘图里面的最大的 最外在的圈里面呢 就有12张图画 将这12张图画呢 第一个图画就是在上面 上面这一边哦 在上面的 你可以看到有一个 瞎了眼的盲人哦 一个老人 他拄着拐杖哦 在那边走走走 他瞎眼看不到前面 他就代表无明 所以12因缘的第一支 就叫做无明
无明
无名安迪你可以教Kenroom去华语
So this symbolizes ignorance. So here ignorant here, so not knowing the ultimate reality, you know. So another way is not knowing how the thing exists in reality, you know.
所以呢，这个第一支无明支呢，由这个盲人呢、盲老人来代表。这个代表是什么呢？无明指的就是不知道万法万物它存在的那个真相。So
so because of that, the all the problem, you know, so such as in samsaric pleasure, the six realm suffering, the problem come from the ignorance, you know. So is not knowing the reality, you know.
因为呢，无明就不知道事物万法万物存在的真相了，所以呢，我们去追逐各种轮回的快乐，因此呢，我们的烦恼，各种各样的烦恼呢，就升起来了。
So, Okay, so I don't know. I think I have to stop here soon. I think. Oh, like that. So, so like that. I think that the 12 linked in the last circle. So they talk about the 12 link here. You know, the old man symbolized the ignorance. Then next one, what called the porter. I don't know. The next one symbolized the. Projecting karma or compositional activities. Then the third one, the monkey, that picture, you know, consciousness.
所以你顺着他的那个。 顺时钟的方向下来看哦，最大的圆圈，第一个是无明，无明是有一个盲的老人拄着拐杖，老人来代表。第二个呢，第二个图画是行，行啊，行走的行，像他是有个陶工啊，一个做陶器的工人为代表，就表示我们在造作那个业，所以叫能生啊，能生将来的业的，所以一个叫行。然后第三支十二缘起的。 十二支哈，缘起的第三支就是识，就认识的识啊，我们的意识的识，它是由一只猴子来代表的。
Okay, then next, then the number four is name and palm. Number six is six sources. Then the number six is contact. Number seven is feeling. Number 8 is craving. Number 9 is grasping. Number 10 is potential existence. Number 11 is the birth. Number 12 is aging and death.
所以现在简单的介绍，就前面三只那个老人开始盲人老人开始就无名原形形就生识，识那过后呢，有人坐船了。你看那个坐船，那个就名色，名色过后呢，就六入或者六处哦。你看那边有六个窗口的，就六处。然后过后就处，然后下来就受，然后另外图画就取。啊，下一个呢也是一只猴子的，就是取啊，对不起，那猴子是取哦，爱取有，对不起，爱取有，有就是那个孕妇那个，有，然后呢，第十一个就是生，你看她生出来了，那个女人坐在那个床铺上生，然后最后一个第十二个就是老死，去远行的那个就老死。
Okay, so this is the 12 links, so I'll explain one by one next class. I think next Sunday of class, I don't know.
Next Sunday of class?
I don't remember what they have or not, I don't know.
Watching SPG? SPC, sorry. 什么？哦，不要瘦身啊。哦，下次了，下次 Ken 我们就再讲。所以呢，今天就讲到这里，就是刚才简单的介绍这个十二因缘或十二因缘分的因缘之。第一个，刚才我没有完全讲了。第一个就无名行识，名色六入触受爱取有生老死。哦，刚才我讲的有点乱。好，所以呢，今天就讲到这里。然后不懂下个星期有没有课？
So, like that, so at the moment, okay, just remember the 12 link. What does, you know, just remember the 12 link. So next class, I'll explain, you know, one by one. Yeah.
Okay. 所以呢，现在呢，你就记得有这个十二支生死流转的十二支。然后呢，下一堂课呢，天荣姐就会详细的去讲这十二支它到底是怎么样运转的。哦，下星期有课是吗？啊 ，Yeah, there's a lesson next Sunday. Yeah, according to ABC Wang,
that's
called Wang.
So we'll see you next class. So I, hope to finish the 12 next class. Yeah.
啊，所以呢，下个星期就继续了。好，所以现在我们就可以做回向。Now we'll do dedication. 这星期好像比较早结束哦，可能还有人还有下半场是吗？好，来回向这一本，是31、32，哦，我懂还有不同的版本，不过这一本，哦，日常诵文啊，31、32、33、34，我们先念英文，然后念华文，念英文、华文，啊，好。Due to the merits of these virtuous actions, may quickly attain the state of a Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exceptions into that enlightened state. May the supreme jewel Bodhicitta that has not arisen arise and grow, and may that which has arisen not diminish but increase more and more. 愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心为生令其速生起。以身令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。33. Just as the brief Manjushri and Samvatabhadra too realize things as they are, I too dedicate all these merits in the best way that I may follow their perfect example. I dedicate all these roots of virtue with the dedication praised as the best, by the victorious ones thus gone of three times, so I might perform good works. 勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆为相，正如一切三十善士佛所赞种种为相中最甚，未行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆为相。我们下个星期见。这个星期三其实晚上应该有那个第104法王，就是格鲁巴啊，我们是属于格里巴教派的法王哦，甘丹赤巴会来中心讲啊，讲开一个开做一个开示，就是三主要道哦，三主要道就是宗喀巴大师的三主要道开示。三主要道指的就是出离心、菩提心还有空观正见啊，所以欢迎大家出席。This Wednesday there will be a talk by 104 Ganden Tripa on the three principal aspects of the path, 7:30 at ABC.